The dream started over a decade ago as we reopened a racetrack that had been closed. A lot of folks didn't think it would ever happen, but it did. And here we are today talking about a cup date coming to Worldwide Technology Raceway. Such a thrill for the area, such a thrill for all the fans. And we're ready.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And excited to have on the line as summer is kicking off. Families and race fans are taking great road trips across Illinois and beyond. One place a lot more people have on their calendars in 2022 is Worldwide Technology Raceway as they welcome the NASCAR Cup Series coming up soon. Excited to have on the owner of one of America's great destinations for motorsports, Worldwide Technology Raceway's Curtis Francois. Welcome to WGN.
Great to be with you today.
First off, congratulations. I know you and the team are excited to be able to host the top stars of stock cars, but as excited as you guys are, I got to tell you, St. Louis, the market, even the people up here in Chicago, there's so much anticipation for your NASCAR race weekend. Can you guys feel it?
We can definitely feel it. It's really been something that the region's been working on for 25 years. You know, this is the big one. And not only is it a win for the fans and the businesses in our area, but it's also just a win for the community, as really there is an opportunity for transformational change in an area they can really use it. But what about the fans and the fact that they've stuck around for 25 years waiting for this race to come and now less than 2 weeks away from that happening?
You guys are definitely delivered. There's people around in racing that talk about it. They're like, wow, those guys are so lucky to get a cup race on the schedule. But I'm a big believer that you make your own luck. You guys, your team, your facility is one of the hardest working ones in the country. And for the listeners, just so you guys know, they host events in every major series in motorsports, so much local interactions, 300 plus days of race activity events on the calendar. You got to think, Curtis, you guys have earned it.
Well, you know, we go at it day to day and make sure that every day we're doing the best we possibly can. And I've got an incredibly dedicated staff that have come alongside me to help me realize this dream. The dream started over a decade ago as we reopened a racetrack that had been closed. A lot of folks didn't think it would ever happen, but it did. And here we are today talking about a cup date coming to Worldwide Technology Raceway. Such a thrill for the area, such a thrill for all the fans. And we're ready. We've been working on this for a long time, making sure that every year we're making changes to the tracks, upgrades where the fans will be touching and engaging, and just making sure that we really built up that grassroots fan base. I think some of the numbers speak for themselves. We started at 170 acres in 2011. We're now closer to 700 acres. As we developed a golf course and camping areas, parking, about 1,200 new campsites. So when folks come to Worldwide Technology Raceway, they're going to see an entirely reimagined racetrack.
You know, and you really hit on it, too. It's got to be one of the coolest business cars to have as the owner of an elite racing facility. But you mentioned the challenges in the area. Gateway was there, and it failed. And there's been, you know, Chicagoland Speedway isn't open anymore. And so talk a little bit about that as an owner and kind of that unique way that you approach things, kind of keeping that community connection, making that strong, and just the difference of having a really involved owner on site and involved every day as opposed to having the track maybe be owned by a big corporation or even a race sanctioning body.
Well, this became a personal passion of mine. You know, I was a racer myself and engaged with the racetrack almost back from its inception in the early 90s. And I had an affinity for the racetrack, for the area. And when it really was an opportunity that I could make a difference, I had some experience with the racing side. I had some experience because of my background in real estate. And it really came together that I was the guy for the job, and I felt that commitment then more than ever now, as this mission has become not only infectious for me, but so many that are on the staff that we recognize we're making a difference. And really, it doesn't feel like that we ever were taking a big risk, that it was overwhelming. We took it day by day and made sure that we did the right things. We built this on a measured pace. We made sure that along the way we were building a solid fan base that would support us, so that we knew when we got to the large races, the NASCAR Cup race, that the fans would show up, and they certainly are going to, we believe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Not even, I believe, I think the ticket sales are strong. The camping is strong. That is one of the things I think unique to racing. Not only is that there's no substitute for seeing it in person, but that whole camping family experience, and you guys are doing it in a big way. One of the cool things that you guys have is a foothold in and a strong relationship in both states. So, and I got to tell the listeners, if they don't believe it, you know, because Chicagoland Speedway was a full hour away from Chicago, regardless of the name. But Worldwide Technologies Raceway is literally 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis. But then also, you guys are super connected in Southern Illinois to the point where it's the Illinois Tourism Board that is sponsoring the race. I know your connections to St. Louis run really deep, but it's cool to have Illinois built into all this stuff.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, I've been working on the Illinois side for the past 25 years. So I drive that drive across the Mississippi on a regular basis and have been doing so for a long, long time, and really understand the dynamic and what a great blessing it is that we have both sides of the river pulling the rope together to pull off a big event like this. I think you're going to find that St. Louis is widely regarded as one of the best sports cities in America. And that just is not St. Louis. That's the St. Louis region. So there's so many fans that come to that Cards Cubs series that are on both sides of the fence there. Right. So it's just neat to see the communities coming together and all going to enjoy just a great opportunity to see really this next gen race car come out and show what it can do on our track, which I think is the very compelling entertainment.
You said the word blessing, and let the listeners know we're talking with Curtis Francois, the owner of Worldwide Technologies Raceway, hosting the NASCAR Cup Series coming up. And it's always good to do this. Once you have the events and the engagement and you have that platform, it's cool to have ways to put the track to work for higher purposes, you know, beyond trophies and entertainment. It's great to see when you can use, you know, the amazing platform that you guys have in the global events to do even more good, help people and causes. So talk a little bit about Raceway Gives. It's great to see that you guys have that going on.
Well, Raceway Gives is something that comes directly out of the racetrack. And I can tell you, Dane, that we recognized early on that our mission was multifaceted. Clearly, to bring great racing and entertainment back to the metro was number one. But along with that, we recognized that because where the racetrack is situated, we have a unique opportunity. And we're located near communities that will really benefit opportunity through the success of the racetrack. Clearly, the racetrack has to be successful, but I believe that that will downstream to the communities that surround us. So well beyond this event, the Worldwide Technology Raceway team sees the prospect for transformational change as the excitement of the STEM initiatives that we're working on and career opportunities for young people really transforms an area. And as we reinvest in the area, it creates jobs, and certainly the raceway grows community pride. And we're just happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, just to think about all that action, all that excitement, everything that happens on the track, but to transcend that in a bunch of different ways with the community and supporting people and providing so many impactful and memory-making moments for families, it's really cool. I got to tell you, Curtis, it's an exciting time to be a race fan, you know, with Formula One coming to Miami, the first full-on Indy 500 and now a Cup Series race finally at Worldwide Technology Raceway. For the people that want to get in on things while they last, and you got to do it pretty soon, whether it's tickets or camping or just coming down to enjoy, and if it's not necessarily for this NASCAR weekend, for the NHRA or IndyCar series, for a website for the raceway, where can they go?
Yeah, it's going to be best to go to our website, which is wwtraceway.com. And I, you know, something I take great pride in saying, Dane, that we're getting close to running out of tickets. So it is absolutely time to make your choice in your seat and come join us for, I think, will be a very, very memorable weekend as we have the Confluence Festival with multiple artists coming, lots of great racing entertainment, a midway that will just be spectacular. This is a happening. It's an event that you don't want to miss, and we would certainly love to invite you and hope to see you here at the race on June the 5th.
Yeah, Curtis, you mentioned it's a number of years coming, and now it is finally here. Not only the excitement, congratulations to you guys, your team, and also to the area, and all those fans that are going to have yet another big reason to come to Worldwide Technology. So thanks, Curtis. We'll let you get back to it. We know, even though we're closing in, that there's still a lot to do. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Great talking with you. Take care.